Production. Recorded live.
Grace, mercy, and peace once again. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries International. And we'd like to welcome you once again to another School of Wisdom held here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. As we go and seek the wisdom of God that we may be able to be better in our walk here on planet Earth. I want to tell you more about some events and things we have going on. We have a leadership conference that's coming up here in 2 to 3 weeks from October 28th to October 30th. It's the LEAN acronym for Lion Eagle Apostolic Network Leadership Conference. And the theme for this year is the Year of the Revolution. You can go to the Year of the Revolution, yearoftherevolution.eventsbot.com to register and be a part of this glorious conference. It's held in the Cobb Galleria right here in the Metro Atlanta area, and the registration is only $25. Once again, you can go online to yearoftherevolution.eventsbot.com. You could also go to our website at socmi.net. That's socmi.net. And you can also touch the link there and see the flyer there about more information about that event. You also can see the donation button that's at the bottom of the page to sow into the ministry. We have some training there. And also you can go to our page to learn about our vision, mission, and more about me and my wife, Prophetess Shadira. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm very excited about tonight's lesson as we are going to talk about the wisdom that comes with age. It's real important, this particular scripture that we're going to share on tonight, to understand the wisdom that comes with age. You know, in fact, the scripture that we're talking out of tonight, commonly people probably have put this scripture in an arena of like supernatural wisdom or things like that. But tonight we're going to find out the practical understanding of this wisdom that God was speaking on in these particular scriptures. So before we get in our lesson tonight, let us go into prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now once again, Lord, to present ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, that you may be able to sow into us the truth of your word, that we may better know how to operate and live on planet Earth, hallelujah, to fulfill the will, that we may be complete sons and daughters without any encumbrances. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Tonight, the title of our lesson is The Wisdom That Comes With Age, found in Luke 2 and 52. The scripture reads, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. We have a couple of cross-reference scriptures. I want to read a few now and go deeper into the lesson. In 1 Matthew 2 and 26, it says, "And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men." Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 4 says, "Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight, we're going to break down these three areas, wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Wisdom, stature, and favor with God and men. You know, it was very awesome to read in the book of Luke, in the writings of Luke, about how Christ grew in wisdom and stature and favor. We find another scripture that talks about, you know, his fame. He became popular in the sense of becoming known. He became known for his teachings, his wisdom, and his insight. Hallelujah, praise God. So tonight we want to break down each area. So let's start out with number one. Let's start out in just defining a little more of this scripture here. And, you know, the Bible says, with all our getting, getting understanding. Hallelujah. And so one of the commentaries, one of the understandings is that Jesus increased in wisdom means for as a man, for neither his divine wisdom nor the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in him as mediator could admit of any increase. But as he grew in body, the faculties of his soul opened and received gradually large measures of wisdom and knowledge in things natural and spiritual through the indwelling of his divine nature in him and the Holy Spirit that was without measure on him. So there's a two-part right there of how God is identifying, how the writer is identifying what process was happening with Jesus. And it says here that inside the divine nature in him coming forth out of his soul, there was knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. He had growth within, and then he had growth of the Holy Spirit that was without measure on him. So there's a twofold place that God begins to pour out his wisdom to grow us in stature and for us to get favor with God and with man. It's not all a supernatural process. And if we don't understand that, then we will assume that certain levels of people has the full wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the favor of God in their life when actually they may just have popularity. Hallelujah. You know, one of the most awesome things, every last man of God that we ever saw in Scripture, his knowledge was comparable to his age. Hallelujah. The older they got, the wiser they became. So it kind of destroys the myth of believing a child can actually run ministry successfully just because he can preach. Hallelujah. See, that may be a level or element of the without of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. With a measure that's on that child or on that young person. But the Bible says it was through the indwelling of his divine nature in him. And that comes with time. But we're going to get more into this area in just a moment. I really want that to be an understood focus, that every great man of God had to grow in age in order for them to have the kind of wisdom that they had. Solomon asked for wisdom, and the Lord made him greatly wealthy, but it did not happen overnight. He was aged, so his age was comparable to the capacity of knowledge that he was able to receive. See, so many people want a quick, fast, and a hurry, and they want to shift the authority of God onto those that don't have the age nor have the knowledge and the full capacity to carry the load. If you even notice, when there was a transfer of Moses and Aaron not being able to go into the promised land, the Bible says when you tallied the age of the nation that went into the promised land, they were average age of 19 years old. But the Bible says their leader, which was Joshua, was around 42 years old. Hallelujah, praise God. There was just not enough wisdom, not enough fortitude in their divine nature that's in them. That measure wasn't able to expand from an early age. See, at early age, we see signs of an intelligent one. We see signs of a genius. We see signs of a smart one. You know, we see signs of someone with great comprehension. But the problem is, even on the medical chart of growth, at certain stages, kids are not ready for adult things, though they show the sign they comprehend. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, when they talk about the adolescent years, those years are preparation for early adulthood, but just because they understand and show forth signs of certain processes in early adulthood does not mean that they have the wisdom and fortitude to be able to fully handle their affairs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the chart of life matches the chart of Scripture, of the spiritual. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor. See, it all happened together. Wisdom, let's go and identify wisdom. Let's get some definition on that word wisdom. According to one dictionary understanding, wisdom is a deep understanding and realization of people, things, events, or situations, resulting in the ability to choose or act or inspire to consistently produce the optimum results with a minimum of time, energy, or thought. Hallelujah. Now, we all know the greatest child with the greatest ability and skills, even some people are becoming wealthy young because they have such intelligence, such comprehension. But it's also a fact that they don't know how to optimize their time, their energy of thought, because they haven't had the full capacity of understanding the realization of people, things, events, and situations. Hallelujah. See, when we talk about wisdom, we're talking about a deep understanding. So when it talks about Christ growing in wisdom, he grew in his understanding of the things of God, the purposes of God, the holiness and righteousness of God, hallelujah, as it pertained to his living in this life, hallelujah. So it was a real balance. It wasn't he just had supernatural wisdom because he was the Son of God and you know, he had all these extraordinary things going on with him because he was the only begotten Son. He had to grow in a deep understanding. Hallelujah. That is wisdom. It also says it is the ability to optimally, effectively, and efficiently apply perceptions and knowledge and so produce the desired results. He was able to be a teacher. That's why they identified him as a rabbi. That's why they called him master, meaning teacher. They was able to identify the growth of his understanding of people, things, events, and make optimal decisions. We call it discernment or judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wisdom is also the comprehension of what is true or right and coupled with optimum judgment as to actions. Hallelujah. The synonyms include discernment or insight. Wisdom often requires control of one's emotional reactions so that one's principles, reason, and knowledge prevail to determine one's actions. And see, this is where we come into a clear understanding when it talks about novices. It is talking about an age, not just someone that's not educated, in understanding, someone not having the wisdom, the capacity of understanding, but it's also dealing with them being able to be in self-control. Hallelujah, praise God. We know that young people have not learned yet to be in self-control. Now, this message may seem like I'm on young people tonight. It's just something the Holy Spirit is leading us to understand, because so many times in local assemblies there are assignments given to youth as pertaining to youth can only understand youth, but that means you're only going to produce a people with limited ability because the leader you set has limited ability. Well, that's not God's word. God's word set those that were mature and of age, settled in their emotions, to lead the young people into the promised land. Glory be to God. God is a strategist. God is wise. He's very understanding. He knows who we are because he made us, and he set us to be who we are. And who we are is not a singer, a dancer, a preacher. We're his children. Hallelujah. He made us with the capacity to think, to know how many breaths to breathe. Our body is fine-tuned where it knows how much blood the heart needs to pump, so the heart beats at certain per seconds and per minute, that whole situation. And each body has a certain tuning to that. All heartbeats aren't the same. But inside of that body, it works to keep that physical being up as blood is pumped through the veins and throughout their whole body and capacity. So we got to understand that wisdom is a deep understanding. Jesus grew in deep understanding of people, things, events, and situations. He had his emotions in proper place, his passions in proper place, and so his knowledge prevailed over his actions. His reasoning and knowledge prevailed over his actions, what he would feel to do or what he could respond to. You know, he wasn't a violent man, but a peaceable man. And the reason why he was peaceable, because he had knowledge. He had a deep understanding. The Bible says he came to do the will of the Father. He understood God's will, but he did not come into the earth, as some would project, like just having this whole blueprint. He had to live out certain things inside of a body in this earth realm that wasn't something that he had before. Glory be to God. So Jesus grew in wisdom, identified as deep understanding. Hallelujah. Now, let's look and define the word stature. Hallelujah. The word stature. You know, some people would identify someone's stature as maybe their wealth. You know, the capacity and the height of them according to what they have. Glory be to God. But God is not talking here about one's height. He's not talking about one's height of finance or one's height of reputation. Glory be to God. But in this context, God is talking about the age. Hallelujah. When we deal with the stature, we're talking about the age. Glory be to God. And he grew in wisdom and age. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had, he grew as his age grew. His stature representing the maturity of life, age, and adultness. So Jesus, hallelujah, grew in deep understanding, age, hallelujah, maturity of life, his adultness. So when you talk about height or you understand it in the capacity of the length, hallelujah, then you understand he grew in age, his stature. He grew in his appearance. He grew, you know, his physique and his features. But it's mostly talking about his age, his maturity of life that comes with time. Every last single man of God had to grow over time before David could take the throne. From the time that he was prophesied, it was quite a few years, quite a few. He had to grow in stature. Glory be to God. His age, his maturity of life, his adultness had to come on him in order for him to be able to be qualified according to God's plan to be king. Hallelujah. And even in such ways, he still acted in a childish manner. So it kind of brings focus when we think in the scripture and the writer wrote that when I become old, I put childish things away. You know, when you become old, when you become mature, when you become deep understanding of the former actions in life, you put childish things away. And I'm talking everybody on a majority in one form or another put away some sort of childish behavior as they grow older. It's just the facts of life. It's the facts of life because you don't have a capacity of knowledge, of understanding, to understand the things of life because of one missing element. Without age, you don't have experience, and experience gives you the maturity of life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So they were identifying in Scripture Jesus' age and maturity in life. He grew in wisdom, deep understanding, and now Luke identifies he grew in stature, maturity of life, his age. He was older now. He understood things better. Though when he was young and we see him in Jerusalem and we see him sitting with the leaders and he's asking certain questions, we presume it's based on that Jesus' foreknowledge because him being the Son of God, but what it was, he was an inquirer to gain wisdom. See, the only way you gain wisdom is questioning. And Jesus questioned. And when he questioned, it was based off of things he had learned and comprehend already. And so he would ask questions on those bases. So he wasn't like a regular child in the sense that the questions he had were a little more advanced. because he paid more attention to his learning. He had to learn. He wanted to learn. He wanted to know. But though the scripture identifies him small, left for 3 days in the temple, telling his parents, "Didn't you know I would be in my father's house?" He's learning, and he's also enlightening. But it wasn't until his years of life accumulated, until he was older, that the Bible says he grew in wisdom, which is understanding in this scripture, and stature, maturity of life and age. It's a clear identification that the level of Jesus' depth had to do with his age. Hallelujah. You may know some man or woman of God if you read their material, and if you've been around them or they've been out in the public for quite a few years, you can tell if they have grew in stature, not by popularity, but you can tell by the growth of their stature if you can see what they're saying. Because anyone that begins to share, and God puts them in a place where they're seen and they bring forth knowledge and they bring forth sight, you can tell that over years they will begin to show forth another level of maturing of life. If they don't show forth a level of maturing of life, then they haven't grown in stature. They haven't actually matured in life. They are stagnant from one set of materials to the next set of materials of writings and teachings. You should see the growing in wisdom and in stature. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wow, this is so, so powerful. So when we understand stature as pertaining to height and the stature, but it can also mean the length of life equally well and has this force in it. Hallelujah. Stature would be a grotesque feat, while it is the smallness of the act that is emphasized. Hallelujah. Hence the translation, able to extend his long path of life by a single cubit. You know, this reading is referencing to, can anyone extend their life? Do they have the ability to does worry, add one tittle to your life? So it was speaking on the way that we are set in our maturity and in our understanding, that worry doesn't add to our life, it takes away. So we understand that with maturity, we become peaceable and understanding of knowing what is perfectly and accurately right from experience. Now, I know a lot of us, and it has its truth to it, you know, we can learn from others' experience, and we do learn from others' experience not to do certain things at certain levels. But the fact of the matter, you cannot gain maturity of life learning everything from everyone else's life. You're going to have to experience some things in life of yourself in order for your stature to grow. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So now let's deal with the last area of the scripture in Luke 2 and 52. Stature is what we just left. We dealt with wisdom. Jesus grew in wisdom, which is deep understanding. Jesus grew in stature, which is maturity of life and age. I mean, he grew in his age. He got older, and it made him more mature. You know, the Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So his experience in life, right, going back to what happens when you gain wisdom, it causes you to be able to keep your emotions intact and make right decisions and not off an emotional side. And so through the things he suffered, the Bible says he was able to make those decisions. Hallelujah. So now let's deal with favor. Favor is defined as kind regard, propitious aspect, countenance, friendly disposition, kindness, goodwill. A kind act or office, kindness done or granted, benevolence shown by word or deed. He grew in favor. People favored him when they seen the understanding that he had, the deepness of his understanding, when they seen that understanding showed a capacity with his age, his maturity. So to speak, I'll say this, they became to respect Jesus. Hallelujah. So he began to get favor. Glory be to God. They looked upon him a certain way. A gift or represent something bestowed as an evidence of goodwill, a token of love, a knot of ribbon, something worn as a token of affection. Hallelujah. So he had favor. Hallelujah. You know, favor is really always attached with grace. The other side of favor is grace. They go hand in hand together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Jesus had grace. He grew in favor and grace with men, with God, and with man. God favored him, and so did man. You know, you find out everywhere through the scripture that when God favored the nation of Israel, so did other nations. When God didn't favor them, when God was against them, then so was other nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the first place, it identifies that he grew and deepened in understanding, wisdom. He grew in stature. He became older and wiser. And then he became more favored with the people. He had favor, not popularity. But somebody could be popular and not have favor. He became with favor. Hallelujah. That means that he had the ear of the people. He had the heart of the people. And he had the action of the people to operate on his behalf. They believed in what he was saying because of the proof, hallelujah, by his age and his experience, his posture, his behavior, his attitude. Glory be to God. And so people believed. He had people that stuck with them to the end of their own life. They were still standing for what Jesus taught. Favor, affecting lives for eternity, affecting lives forever. So he grew in stature, he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, and he grew in favor. And that's the way we have to be. We can't be stagnated. We can't be Christians just sit by and cheer someone else on while we sit on the bench on the sidelines. You know, God has made us all the starting players. There is no second string. We're all first string. Glory be to God. So when we're sitting and we're spectating, hallelujah, we're not standing in our proper position. We're not growing. Our wisdom, our understanding of God is not growing. And you see it amongst other fellow believers on some of the things that are the simplest things, though they've grown in their age. They've grown, but not in the maturing of life because they don't have the first capacity. And it wasn't a mistake in the order that these things were written by Luke. They didn't first grow in wisdom, in the deepening understanding, in a deep understanding of people, things, events, and situations. Because without growing in a deep understanding, having that compartment of wisdom, then you can grow in age and not mature. And we have so many that have grew in age but have not matured. I gave you the flip side earlier on how people place young people in charge because they're still moldable, first of all. But that molding has everything to do with them not having experience. So they're really not qualified to lead at the capacity that we want to put them to lead. And that's why we have elder in the Bible. Not elder as elder slash, it really means pastor. We're talking about elder, those that are older and mature and have relationship settled in God. Moses had 70 elders. He had a council of people around him that were older and mature. They grew in wisdom and stature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with favor with the people. They were known to be leaders that were wise. Glory be to God. It's nothing like having a leader that, because he has the title, everyone feels like they got to respect him, but in the back, they whisper and know that leader ain't as smart as they are. They don't have the experience. They don't have the experience of life or the age, but they got the look, they got the popularity, and they got the marketing plan. And so that's what they're living on. But one day, they're going to have to answer to that wisdom that they lack. They're going to have to answer to that and to the stature that they truly have. They grew in height. They grew in popularity, but they didn't mature in life. Hallelujah. My prayer tonight for you is that Luke 2:52 get a hold of your life. That you grow in wisdom first and in stature. You grow in age with your wisdom, and then you grow in favor. People will have a good report of your life, and it will spread all around. Father God, in your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you once again for you pouring out your insight to us once again on a Wednesday night in this school of wisdom, to give us your counsel, to give us your understanding, to give us your knowledge, that we may live on this planet the way you design, to be a family unto you. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. We want to invite you once again to our leadership conference held October 28th through October 30th at the Cobb Galleria. And you can go to the website on the World Wide Web to register at yearoftherevolution.eventbot.com. That's yearoftherevolution.eventsbot.com. Or you can get more information from our website at socmi.net. That's socmi.net. And you can also see all the links and the pages there, our bio. We have a leadership and training material that's at the bottom of the page. Just search through the site. There's quite a few things there that'll bless you. But we want you, if at all possible, to come to this conference. It's going to be something like you have never experienced, because there is a turning and there is a changing. And I was reading something today, actually in Luke, if I'm correct, it speaks on that God sent his apostles and prophets, and that some the people would kill. We're in a different time on the clock of the church, and God is sending a new breed of apostle and prophet. They're much harder than the ones that come from the past, because we're dealing with a more wicked generation. You have a blessed evening, and I pray that the message tonight has blessed your soul. Grace, mercy, and peace. If anyone has any comment tonight, I'll open the line and give a moment if anyone's on that wants to have an interjection in tonight's message. We usually try to do that. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you have a great and glorious evening, and I pray that God continues to increase you in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of him. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Grace and peace.